The Vikings have arrived in New Orleans in advance of tomorrow's game against the Saints. That game will be at noon, and look who we've run down in the team hotel. It's Vikings radio analyst Pete Bursich here to give us a little bit of a primer for tomorrow's Vikings-Saints game. You've watched the tape. This is what you do every single week. Where are our opportunities against the Saints in tomorrow's game?
Well, the one thing about the Saints is that they gave up a lot of points against Atlanta, where now you see Atlanta's been putting up some quite a bit of points the last couple weeks. Their defensive backfield, they're quick, not real physical. You know, some injuries in there, I think, that would give us some opportunities behind there. Because of that, we're probably going to see a lot more man-to-man maybe from them. They're not worried about Castle scrambling, so they're not going to worry about their corners and safeties having their backs turned, to the quarterback. If we can protect Castle, I think we'll do all right. They get some juice out of their defensive line. But beyond that, they always seem, at least in the first two games, to make that key mistake, to jump off sides on a fourth down, you know, during a field goal attempt, dropping interceptions. They really have not played a complete game, and it's always been a play here, a play there, that keeps them from winning the football game. And that's the one thing that worries you, because now they're home. And a lot of times it's just being home sweet home that helps cure some of those things. But when it's not your year, it's not your year. Offensively, you're still seeing the same stuff out of Drew Brees. He's a down the field guy. Every time he turns his back on the defense and play fakes, that's when they take their deep shots. With Cleveland, however, they're very physical up front, 3-4 team. You're gonna expect that. They kept him in the pocket pretty well, and that's important because he's only about 6 foot tall. So sacking him as much as you'd like is a great thing, obviously. But just to keep him in the pocket, don't let the ends just run upfield and give him a nice throwing lane to the outside. Keep him claustrophobic. And if he can't follow through, if he can't see clearly, then that's a big advantage for the Vikings.
It's one of those things where I'm sure when you were a coach in the NFL for the Vikings, defensively, if defensive linemen or linebackers, when they pressure, can't get home, get your arms up into the passing lanes, right?
Right, absolutely right. And that's another thing that they have to figure out and learn. I mean, the only time you're going to have a situation where you're going to be able to get to him is on the play action or the big seven-step drops. When he's taking a three-step, it's 1-2-3 plant throw. It's hard to get to him if you're unblocked, yeah. Which a lot of times if you pack the line of scrimmage, they'll slide it, 1-2-3 plant throw, and that's it. It's harder to get there. So the D linemen, when they get a feel for the short set by the offensive linemen to square up on their rush and try to just push him back into the pocket. Kevin Williams is one of the best of all time at that. So those are some of the things that we tried to do to slow Drew Brees down.
One really quick one before we go. Without Adrian Peterson, how do we get explosive plays on the ground? Do we stick with our running scheme, or do we have to get creative?
I think you're going to have to find a way to get the ball in the hands of Cordarrelle Patterson. Whether, in let's face it, screens, whip screens, short passes, some of those things, they're just long handoffs anyway. I'm interested to see. I'm still waiting for Jerick McKinnon to show up. I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. You just want to see him. Matt Asiata is doing a good job. These are guys that are going to move the chains for you, but they're just not. They just don't have that second level. And let's face it, in this league, that's what separates your first round elite all pro players from your very good players. Is just they have that gear. But we had no opportunity against last week against New England to get in any type of a rhythm in a running game. When you have a quarterback that's come off a number of interceptions and had a rough day, you want to control that, get him in a rhythm. How do you do that? Again, running the football, it's so important. It's important for your offensive line that they're not on their heels all day. So you need to establish some kind of a running game. This is they're an over team. They spill outside, so that outside running game will probably be there. There'll be a little bit softer edges with this type of defensive front. So the off tackle run, the outside run, could be very effective, and we'll see.
I think explosive plays are going to be key to the game tomorrow. Hopefully we have more than they have. Go out and enjoy New Orleans tonight, but don't have too much fun. The buses are early tomorrow. Okay?
Never. I'm just going to go up and go right to bed.
Yeah, all right. Viking Saints, PA and Pete will have the call on KFAN. KFAN, the Vikings radio network. Greg Coleman calling the action from the sidelines. Game time is noon. Vikings and Saints, don't miss it.